Today's shift, what happens when a friendship takes a bruising? Let's not sugarcoat it. Friendship breakage hurts. Maybe not with the same sharpness as a romantic breakup, but it lingers in a different way. A quiet ache, a rupture you didn't see coming, or maybe you did and ignored it. This is for the moment when a friendship, one that mattered, takes a hit. Not a clean break, not a dramatic explosion. Just a bruise, not fatal, but painful. And now you're here, caught in that weird limbo. Do I fix it? Do I let it fade? Do I just sit here overthinking every moment of the last conversation? Here's what no one tells you. Friendships don't end with closure. Most of the time that they end with silence, with a shift in tone, with fewer texts, with invitations that never arrive, with warmth that quietly cools into something distant and unsure. But what if this one is worth saving? Let's rewind. You were close once. Maybe it was the kind of friendship where one message could spiral into an hours-long conversation, or you were the kind to just sit side by side in silence and it felt perfect. You trusted this person with unfiltered honesty. You made each other laugh on days that didn't deserve it. You cheered each other on when no one else was clapping. And now it's bruised. Maybe it was something you said, something they didn't. Maybe you felt unseen. Maybe they felt judged. Whatever caused the bruise, it now sits between you. A heaviness neither of you knows how to touch. And so the silence grows. But here's the shift. What if you were willing to name the bruise, not solve it, not rush to fix it, just acknowledge it? Because here's the thing. Silence isn't neutral. It's interpreted. And when we don't talk about what hurt, we write our own stories about it. They don't care anymore. They've changed. I was never as important to them as they were to me. And those stories start to calcify. They harden into resentment, into protection, into distance that becomes more comfortable than closeness. But closeness, it's built on risk. The risk of being misunderstood, the risk of being vulnerable, the risk of saying, "I miss us," and hearing nothing back. That's terrifying. But it's also the doorway. If you're here, if your heart still aches a little when you think of them, maybe the bruise is trying to tell you something, not go back to how things were, but look closer. Ask yourself, what changed? What needs were going unmet? Where did the communication start slipping? Did I contribute to the distance? Because it's easy to play the hurt party. It's harder, braver to get curious. And that doesn't mean blaming yourself. It means being willing to see your side of the dance. Every relationship is a co-creation. And maybe, just maybe, there's a version of the friendship that still works. A new one. One shaped by honesty, not history. One where both of you are allowed to have changed. One that's less about nostalgia and more about real connection now. But that starts with the most human, uncomfortable sentence of all. Can we talk? Not a confrontation, not a download of grievances, just a soft entry point. I've noticed we've drifted. That's been hard for me. Would you be open to talking about it? Maybe they'll say yes. Maybe they won't. But either way, you showed up. You refused to ghost your own feelings. You chose courage over comfort, and that changes things, even if the outcome stays the same. Let's say you've done the hard thing. You reached out, you named the bruise, you opened the door. Now what? Sometimes they walk through that door. Sometimes they don't. And both outcomes carry their own kind of weight. Let's start with the first. They responded. They were surprised, maybe grateful, guarded, but they met you there. And now you're both in the room, metaphorically or literally, trying to piece together what cracked this part. It's not about dramatic apologies. It's not about assigning fault. It's about understanding, curiosity, listening to hear, not to rebut. You might say, "I felt distant and didn't know how to ask why." They might say, "I didn't realize you felt that way. I thought you were pulling away." And just like that, the fog clears a little. Often, the bruise wasn't intentional. It was neglect, miscommunication, two people trying to protect themselves in ways that accidentally hurt each other. When that happens, you've got a shot at repair. real repair, not going back to how things were, but building something new with more honesty in its DNA. You start saying the quiet stuff out loud. You set boundaries without guilt. You name needs without apology. You practice showing up without pretending. And the friendship may look different, less intense, less constant, but more sustainable, more real. This is the gift of a bruised friendship that heals. It gets stronger where it once cracked. But what if they don't walk through the door? What if you reach out and all you hear is silence, or worse, indifference? That's its own kind of heartbreak, one without a clear ending. And yet, that's also clarity. Painful clarity, yes, but clarity all the same. Because here's something no one tells you. You don't need both people to get closure. You only need one, you. You get to say, I showed up. I told the truth. I tried. And then you let go. Not in bitterness, not in anger, but with a kind of grief-soaked grace. You stop checking if they've watched your story. You stop rehearsing conversations in the shower. You stop trying to decode silence. Instead, you offer yourself what you once offered them: care, patience, understanding. Because here's the deepest shift. Friendships aren't failures when they end. They're chapters. Some stretch across decades. Some flicker and fade after a season. Some are meant to teach you something you couldn't have learned alone. Every one of them leaves something behind. A phrase you now say, a song that still makes you smile, a way of being that you picked up almost by accident. And if it hurts to let them go, that means it mattered. That's not weakness. That's evidence of how deeply you loved. So what now? Now you keep your heart open. You stay soft in a world that keeps telling you to harden. You remain available to connection even after hurt. You understand that being a good friend doesn't always mean holding on tightly. Sometimes it means knowing when to release. Here's your micro challenge for today. Think of a friendship that's bruised, maybe recently, maybe long ago. Ask yourself honestly, is there anything left to say? Is there a truth that never made it out? Is there forgiveness for them or for yourself? That's still waiting to be offered. You don't need to send a message. You don't need to reopen the wound. But you can choose to stop carrying the weight of it. You can choose to bless the memory and let it rest. You can choose to take the love that once lived there and reinvest it somewhere new. Because friendships will always bruise. We are imperfect people trying to love each other in real time with real flaws, real stress, real missteps. But that's also what makes friendship so sacred. It's chosen. Again and again in small ways, with kindness, with presence, with effort, and when it falters. The question isn't, was it all for nothing? It's, what did it show me about who I am and how I love? And that, my friend, is never wasted. Thanks for being here with Shift Happens. If today's episode stirred something in you, if you thought of someone as you listen, maybe send them this. Maybe be the person who says, I miss us. Or maybe just take a deep breath, put your hand on your heart and say, I'm still open. Because shift happens when you stay soft, even when it hurts. See you next time. Until then, stay human. And remember, big things start small. Shift happens when you do. Thanks for listening. If you liked what you heard, do me a favor and give me a rating on the podcast platform you're listening on, and hit the subscribe button so you don't miss out on new episodes. Until next time, keep shifting.